Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In a world besmirched by the toxic breath of neglect, the once vibrant quilt of ecosystems is frayed and threadbare, teetering on the brink of oblivion. Our ailing planet, scarred by relentless exploitation and that insatiable human malaise, apathy, rustles a green requiem for its fading wonders. This chronicled odyssey to Earth's remaining sanctuaries of life is not just a tale of what was, but a harrowing snapshot of the precipice on which we now stand. The lament of the rainforests, veins of the earth, where once water cycled through the exuberant lungs of untold flora species, the desiccated rainforests heave a gasping breath. Where songs of a million birds once embroidered the air, silence now reverberates. Lands that slumbered or sat, swathed in the opulence of greens, are naked, vulnerable, and sighing in their last throes, the ground itself weeping toxicities that should have never been unleashed. Alchemy of the coral realms, Neptune's gardens, the coral reefs, the kaleidoscopic underwater metropolis are bleaching white, a canvas of despair in the sea's heart. Even as the ocean swallows whispers of former grandeur with each wave, the marine denizens etch their withering existence into the retreating sands of time. Shadowed by an overcast sky, the sepulchral waters grow colder, remembering the warmth that once fostered life's iridescent dance beneath the surface. Whispers among the vanishing wildlife, murmurs rustle through the few remaining havens where wild things roam. From the elusive tiger, master of his dwindling dominion, to the sentinel polar bear, patrolling the melting permafrost, just mere specters of a more forgiving age, each paw print fading into the ghost of a bygone wilderness. It's a tapestry threaded with the echoes of every creature we failed to cherish, each silence marking an irreversible loss to the great symphony of nature. The resilient flickers, and yet, in the shadowed corners of devastation, life, tenacious and unrelenting, clings to existence. Rare orchids bloom amidst the ashes of forests. Moss walls rise against the relentless tear of acid rain, and some, like the phoenix, strive to adapt within the searing heat of an unrecognizable habitat. In these resilient flickers, we see not hope. No, hope is misplaced optimism, but a stark reminder that existence is defiance, even as the end draws near. The final homage. As we wander through these last bastions, documenting their terminal beauty, our chronicle is less a celebration of life and more a funeral procession, a testament to the grandeur we stand to lose. The once pulsating heart of Mother Earth, now in a rhythmic stutter, still struggles in our clutches. But know this, when the requiem falls silent and the curtain of night draws to a close on the Earth's final act, there will be no encore, no second act to this harrowing play. And so, with heavy hearts, we press on, chronicling the last vestiges of biodiversity. Not to invoke mere reflection, nor to wallow in the despondency of our present state. Instead, we etch these words as a solemn promise to bear witness. Although the desperate cries of Terra have been all but ignored in the genesis of our own making, we owe it to the dying symphony to listen, to understand, and to remember what once was, before even memory succumbs to the silence of extinction.